Well, during the war, this was where the Nazis was were in Carré, the Kommandantur. And of course, the Vesikapaitsers all over. They got written their fingerprints all over. It's a former, it's a chateau. Not an old one, but a new, a later one. So the funny thing is, you know, that the Nazis and the Nazi Templars, aristocrats, of course, pharaohs, that they lived almost everywhere in former castles or in castles in France and all over. Isn't that funny? The aristocracy seeks the aristocracy. They give the houses, just as they put prisons in Switzerland, you know? So I'm still in Carré. And talking about the other, you know, about the broken soul, you know, all, like the Native Americans and the Celts, you can still find that beautiful soul in the music, both Native American and Celts. And I know what it is, you know, the Swiss have been trying to do that with me too, 17 years of terror. But I'm still there. I'll punch back. I know perfectly well what it is, how it's, you know, how it destroys your soul, how it destroys your pride. They take away your pride, you know, your everything. Not pride as being like a selfish thing, but pride as being a human being, you know. That's what they want to take away. Yeah, so let's have a look there, and we can read it. That is the Kommandantur. There it says in English. Here in German, this is their language, Gaelic. Here in French, there's some stuff about the. Castle itself in Gaelic. This is the Gaelic language. Isn't it beautiful? So here too, everywhere. Over the windows as well, we can see the basic idea, the sun hieroglyph. There. There's probably a lot more to see. What's that? An L and a C. I don't know. And here too in the balcony, some funny symbols. So, yeah. So I'm standing still in front of the castle here. I met this nice Irish man here who's living here.
Called Eamon. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Red Chateau, or the Chateau Rouge. Built in the early 1900, but the man who was built for died before he could move in, and his family moved in and lived here, and they were well-to-do, middle-class, bourgeois, French or Breton people. And I think one of them was also a deputy in the government, in the parliament. And it was taken over by the Gestapo during the Second World War. And it had a very nasty history. A lot of nasty stuff happened here, particularly in the cellars and whatnot. And after the war, the family decided they would sell it, so they sold it to the community or to the government. It was a tax office. It's now a library and school of music. A lovely place, but sort of a bit of mishmash of architecture sort of thing. It's not your typical French chateau. But then they sold the chateau and they built the three houses here. This one, my house, and the one next door, and the one after that, to live in. And the wife of one of the brothers, the Lansing brothers, he died in maybe Buchenwald, or one of the concentration camps. He was taken away. And his comrade, who was taken with him, came back and married his widow, and they lived in this house. Sort of thing. And
so the owner of the chateau, he was taken to Buchenwald?
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or one of the, I'm not sure it was Buchenwald, but it was one of the ones where he didn't come out of it, sort of thing.
Oh, that's interesting.
I'm not sure the name of the man who
came back, he was a pharmacist. No doubt they were involved in either Free French or a Breton movement that didn't like Germans. And you only had to open your mouth. And they just got you in. Especially if you were an important person.
Yeah. Or if you didn't raise your arm high enough, you got arrested as well. Like, you know.
I don't think they demanded anybody do Heil Hitlers all over the place. This is a farming community. They were too busy trying to grow crops and things like that. And everybody talks about Brittany as such. There were sympathizers to the German cause, of course, because the Free Breton movement would have been very interested in getting, if Hitler had come in, being their own bosses, as opposed to being having to pay taxes to Paris and vote in the elections, but they've never had it, and they're always looking for it.
Can you say something in Gaelic?
It's Misha Eamon O'Martin, Balia Clea, Tome O, Shokto Kuig, Blina. I don't know what age is. 75 years of age.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can say a poem in Irish.
Yeah.
And this Chokton Saura, Ta Laudal Conquina, is Thresh Nafil Breed, or Doing Me Mahol. O Kerme and Macaune, ni Stoppy Me Quiha, Go Shasi Me Shis, Ilor Kunda Meo.
Wow, nice.
There you are.
Wow.
I learned that at school when I was about 8 years old.
Yeah. And we tend to remember these things, eh? Yeah. We learn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
What's your name?
My name is Sean.
Sean? Oh, that's easy to remember.
Yeah, well, it's an Irish name.
My father's name was Sean.
Yeah. Okay, I'll turn it off. Bye-bye.
Yes, indeed. Au revoir. Ken avo, Breton for goodbye. Slán lát, Gaelic for goodbye in Irish. And auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen, Gestapo. Oh, shit. So I'm entering the Gestapo. Oh, I can't walk anymore. Oh, don't hit me anymore. They're going to drag me here in the cellar, you know. Oh, you bastard. So, yeah. Now, what's this? Funny thing. Gestapo headquarters. It's probably where they shot people in the yard here. They probably used it for a couple of movies. Oh, there was a nice place to put my tent. Would have been a nice place. So, Gestapo headquarters in Guy. And they always are in these pharaonic, aristocratic mansions or chateaus, castles. And that's funny. It's real funny. I wonder if the guy really went to Auschwitz or to Buchenwald. I don't think so. There were no aristocrats in Buchenwald, forget it. Well, the old man, he's honest, of course. Nice Irish man. So can you imagine, you know, like 70 years back only, being dragged in the cellar here? You know, with the Freemason triangle on the roof as well, it's loads of them. There's another one there. Of course, nobody knew then. Well, they did. And all these SS cars here and Gestapo cars here and cars with swastika on it, you know. I think I saw it in some movies, maybe the D-Day movie or something. Yeah. And look at this here. All these things here in the gate. Sort of a fleur de lis. Yeah. Yeah. G. Okay. Sick Heil, Gestapo. And sick it is, sick Heil.